Fountain Conservation Area. "Let's find the gold," was the call that was heard as settlers were establishing themselves in their new homes in the Caledon Hills. Determined settlers started out for the Upper Credit River regions along challenging trails in pursuit of gold. Some, who took shortcuts from Brampton to the Upper Credit River, never made it to their destination as they got lost or succumbed to the elements. Ultimately, it was a trek that was in vain, as there was no gold to be found. Although you won't find gold here, you will find some precious nature nuggets in these 21 acres of land. Welcome to Bell Fountain. You have made it to a beautiful place that is situated on the Niagara Escarpment in the valley of the West Credit River. Bell Fountain most likely derived its name from the French words belle, meaning beautiful, and fountain, meaning spring. Make sure to visit the waterfalls that were created as a miniature version of Niagara Falls. As you explore the cold, spring-fed waters, see if you can find any sign of brook and brown trout, as they thrive in this natural, spring-fed environment. The Bell Fountain, Suspension Bridge, and the Yellowstone Cave, complete with cement stalactites, were built by Charles W. Mack, the sole proprietor, in 1908. You will see some stones with "Luck Enough" engraved on them, which voiced Mack's theory that you had to be lucky to make lots of money. In this respect, Mack was fortunate, as he was the inventor of the cushion rubber stamp, giving him the ability to purchase this beautiful property and to open his estate to the public, sometimes to more than 300 people on a Sunday. His only stipulation for visitors was that they adhere to a strict dress code, and he was reputed to having escorted those that arrived improperly dressed off of his land. After his death, the land was eventually sold to Credit Valley Conservation in 1959, and few changes have been made since. Bell Fountain Village was originally a small community, first settled in 1825, and was once known as Tubtown due to the large octagonal tub that was used by the local blacksmith to cool hot metal. The addition of the Credit Valley Railway was vital to the economic growth of the village and was used to ship extracted stone to Toronto, where it was used in many buildings, including the legislative buildings in Queen's Park. The quarrying supply dried up in 1910 and went out of business, leading to the revitalization of the space as a recreational gem. Artists, such as two prominent members of the Group of Seven, Frederick Varley and A.J. Casson, painted pictures of the village and the natural surroundings. Further recreational avenues were pursued through inclusion in the Bruce Trail in 1962, and in the 1980s, efforts were made to protect the Niagara Escarpment by including the area in the Niagara Escarpment Commission. Other conservation efforts of the watershed have been recognized, as the West Credit Subwatershed is a key headwater, or source, for the Credit River. When it rains, a large portion of water refills aquifers and provides water to wetlands and streams. The flow of cold water from this subwatershed is very important to downstream river levels and in keeping water temperatures cool enough to sustain cold water fish such as brook trout, a sensitive fish species. Bell Fountain Conservation Area has also played a role in the reintroduction of the Atlantic salmon and was the site of the 1 millionth release. The West Credit has some of the best quality fish habitat and the most continuous streamside environment in the Credit River system. Studies are underway to switch from individual septic systems to a wastewater treatment plant in Erin to service the area. Alternative sources of water can also be found streaming down limestone cliffs as you walk along the trails at Bell Fountain. Limestone is a porous rock, referring to the larger quantity of empty spaces it has, similar to the holes in a sponge. Limestone is also permeable, which means that the holes are connected, allowing water to flow through the rock. This creates a moist environment that supports a large number of different ferns and mosses nestled in crevices and hollows. Tree crevices and hollows are necessary habitat for creatures such as the flying squirrel. Recently, a study was done in partnership with the Ministry of Natural Resources to see if northern or southern species of flying squirrels populated Bell Fountain Conservation Area. A mix of both species was found, although the southern species are less common in the area. Nesting sites for northern flying squirrels are more suitable in older growth forests. If you are up for a longer hike, explore a great destination called the Devil's Pulpit. Bell Fountain Conservation Area provides easy access to this area by hiking the Trimble Trail, connecting to the Bruce Trail, and following this along to the Devil's Pulpit. This area is an outcrop of the dolomite rock that rises 100 meters above the Credit River Valley. Dolomite rock has greater magnesium content, making it more resistant and durable to the ongoing weathering process. This rock takes on the appearance of a pulpit when viewed at the correct angle. The legend of the Devil's Pulpit was told in a 1932 issue of the Toronto Telegram. In days past, three native tribes lived in the area. One brave fell in love with a woman from a neighboring tribe, and he fled with her to his home on the edge of a cliff when he was not allowed to be with her. Her people were not successful in fighting to bring her back, and in her new home, she was unhappy and died. This situation angered the gods, and the god of lightning was called upon to show displeasure. A bolt of lightning struck the cliff behind the brave's home, cracking the rock and leaving it jutting far out from the mainland. The brave starved to death, and in addition, the lightning killed all the sources of food that the tribes relied on. Both warring tribes starved and were eradicated by the onset of disease. Nothing was left of their tribes except for the huge rock, which became known as the Devil's Pulpit. Take time to revel in some of these past stories and perspectives of Bell Fountain, and step into the present by adding your own personal narrations as you begin to explore the unique highlights of this area.